Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Eugene Scrum there?
No, you got the wrong number.
Well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
47 years old.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino? Asian, Native American, Hispanic. Thank you. I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you satisfied? Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
70.
The U.S. Department of Education.
60.
Public schools.
60.
Charter schools.
60.
Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The National Education Association, or NEA?
40%.
Public school teachers?
70%.
Woke culture or wokeism?
40%.
Moms for Liberty?
50%.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
No.
Is that a
no? No, I don't agree. I don't agree for, yeah.
Okay, thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and a 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, be ready for higher education like college.
5.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
5.
Develop social skills.
10.
Now, just a refresher, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to compete and get good jobs in the future global job market?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Too much.
And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you very much. As you may have heard, a critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I agree.
And would you say, is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Can you repeat? Sorry.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. But we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished as well. Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Sorry, the question is, should they be taught or should not be taught?
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I disagree with that. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
I strongly agree.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly in favor.
Strongly support.
Yes.
Thank you. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Strongly disagree. Not in favor.
Thank you. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Do you strongly disagree?
So you strongly oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Can you repeat?
Yes, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
I support that.
Is that a strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Given parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I support that.
And would you say you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Next, and right around the corner of finishing the survey, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it is somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
9.
The next one is, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value.
Hey.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter, so teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
9.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
I agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Sorry?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have any children, a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Private school.
Thank you. Thinking about your political approach to political, I'm sorry, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And with this, it concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your participation. You've been very kind.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
Yes.